feelings, okay? But I need to remember that I'm capable of dealing with my feelings and my problems as they come up, and that I don't need to live in the cloud of ecstasy. I attended D-Top. I'm still in D-Top, and you know, it really worked for me, and you know, I see people in high school still today, and they're still taking ecstasy, and you know, I feel bad. And you know, I feel bad. You know, I wish something could be done about this problem that we're having.
Man, Will on the way up, man.
It's my agent, man.
He had a wild looking time.
Oh, I know he's famming
over here.
Yeah. Like something on his mind, man. What's up with him?
It's a white boy trying to be a nigga.
You don't even say what's up to me, man.
Fuck all that, man. How's your game doing?
You gotta come see me play sometime, man.
Guaranteed.
Young people are always more given to admiring what is wild than what is reasonable. That is a quote from Delacroix. I want to examine today with you the question of identity and is culture involved in is race a factor?
Charlie?
I want to be black. I want to get into the hip-hop thing. I want to go there.
Raven?
Times are definitely, you know, different now. Things are different. And obviously now you see a lot of white kids, you know, that admire and look up to the black community and hip-hop and, you know, and rappers.
Bryn?
I think if people are struggling with who they are, I mean, that's a big thing. And being a teenager, the transition from being a kid to being an adult. And when you're an adult, you have to kind of know who you are.
Marty, what's not healthy about, you know, choosing a style? I mean, you're saying, you know, I should treasure my Russian heritage and then, you know, get all caught up in what's going on in Russia right now? I don't give a fuck because it's never going to affect me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was told to report to you. I don't know you. You've been here, what?
3 months.
3 months.
Celebrational ways. No one is safe from amorous mischief, situations that dare to break through and play sweet havoc with our breath and our existence. Pot-smoking poet, I'm way, way, way beyond reading things into possible omens. Not all magic is based upon illusionary deception. Let it take you from the natural over to the supernatural, from the ordinary over to the extraordinary. The drawbridge is being lowered for another castle couple to trot through and then to gallop. It's our floating, pleasant, tingling, clearness, as if stepping out from a lake after skinny dipping with friends. Colors vivid, feeling balanced, a heavenly human expression, a once noble foundation lost. Pocahontas takes out some reefer, all of us sitting Indian style. Our pledge of allegiance, forever today, friends. Forever today, friends. And it was noontime, in the springtime, blue skies, and lo and behold, the moon was visible. Blue jeans, bare-chested, barefooted, haven't shampooed or shaved, long holiday weekend binge. Not so long ago, remember?
What people expect of your race. You know, like people say, okay, you're white, you have to be this way. You can't walk around and talk whatever, Ebonics, you know, and they're saying, I don't know, sometimes you just don't want to be what your race is supposed to be.
I'm a little kid. You know, little kids go through phases.
I don't know, sometimes you whatever, Ebonics, you know.
I'll be a ZBC. What's a good man to do today? What's a good day for today? Adam Newton. Pushing a lot of product, man. Business good. America today. If I can just remember what I decided way back when. It's coming to me. Although, if I can just figure out that damn Ebonics thing, man, I think I would have the answer to everything. Which is to say, a lot of things. And that's how you find out everything. Around here, through the prism. You know what happens if you have two or more prisms working at the same time, with a beginning and ending, a reference point, a subject and object, emotions. You have a lot of things, man. It's intricate. You don't even have to figure anything out then. Chris, you can do something else. Maybe a verb that ends with ing. Or even nouns that end in ing. I like those. You can play. Get with the beat. Even if it's a non-Ebonic beat. Above the Mason-Dixon. You can get with anything. You can get with it, man. And then the question's got to come to you. It'll give you its answer and ask you what happened before the question. Then everything is in order, all is right, elementally, in the mix. You've got a coming and going, a going and a going, and a pre, post, an audience, a full house, move product, doing business as, creative accounting, and it won't make a shit of beans. Just gotta transpose now. Now that we've got our foot and palm print in the holographic walkway of the stars, we just transpose and we're two-thirds of the way home. Of course, you can never get farther than halfway home away. That's a nice thought. 90.3 FM on radio. Got the bandwidth. Can't beat it. It's free. A little electricity. And it's yours home free. So light up a cigarette, GI. Your hard campaign is over. Time to come home, raise a family, repress those thoughts and emotions, bow down to the big one, like everybody else, untransposed. So that's pretty much the story around here, in this system, in this science, this matrix, this man's army. So until that day, just follow along as best you can. I mean, after all, you've already got billions and billions of questions answered. Billions upon billions. And all the breakdown and chunk up thereof. That's a good day's work right there. Except you've got the player's disease. You're in the game. You're carrying, my friend. And that can change everything. And since this is a game of change, well, anything is anything, and anything can be anything, and therefore lies the problem of the everyday. If you take all the left unanswered questions, and be nice to them now. Have the right attitude. You'll be led down a rosy, winding trail. And all will be well in the kingdom. Sixteen big dicks won't be fucking 6 billion cunts. Just 1-to-1. Or whatever your particular WZBC.org. Big 112K slamming at you. If you're man enough. 617-552-4686. GaryG4 at Mac.com. Put in your own numbers now.
Euphonics, you know.
Analogy. You know, I mean, every generation has its analogy. When I was growing up, it was all electromechanical, and you remember pictures in the World Book of the man and his sort of cutaway, and you could see down in the stomach people were shoveling coal. So today we're in computers, so I would use a computer analogy, and I would say that I think we are all connected in a network of life, that all living things have consciousness, they are all linked in with this, and that we both inform and are informed by this information channel that we have. What the channel is, I can't tell you. It clearly, there is an aspect of human consciousness that exists outside of time-space.
Others kept on coming. One of them tried to smash Batman with the chair, but the Dark Knight ducked, and the chair hit another thug instead. Then Batman really went into action.
All of us were strangers to one another. It's a rare glimpse. Sight to behold.
It's been going on for centuries. Forgiveness is the key to that. It'll unravel all of that guilt. One of my jobs is I travel around the world and tell people, that's enough goats. If you have been beating yourself up, that's enough. You've done it enough. My desire to feel guilty is now completely satisfied.
Today, because this place is going to be closed down October 16th to 21st. We are declaring a draft holiday for that period, and we're going to close this building down.
six, two, two, five, three. Six, two, two, five, three. Four, three, four, three, three.
Similar to an unusual painting that can't be easily described.
Interested in the places where we engage. And by looking at plants, you know, the wonderful thing about domesticated plants is they're sort of a compendium of nature and culture together. It doesn't make any difference whether you shield people or you don't shield people. It doesn't make any difference mm-hmm. whether you ask them to go forward in time or backward in time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference if you ask them to describe something that's a foot away or 10,000 miles away.
Never before attempted products of strangeness. A reassurance of what you have felt at times. Not all the time, just on special occasions.
Also add plugins to multi-channel audio tracks and auxiliary inputs simply by clicking the I/O section above the track and choosing a particular plugin. We have two options now, multi-channel plugin or multi-mono plugin. If we choose to do a multi-mono plugin, it will create instantiations of that particular plugin, in this case compressor, on every channel associated with that track.
Spinning back kick dropped another attacker to the floor. Batman backflipped over one thug's head, then sent him flying into the orchestra pit in a front kick. The Dark Knight moved like a martial arts demon, and before long, all the Riddler's thugs were unconscious.
And we're going to close this building down.
The movement from protest to resistance, which was the official slogan of the Stop the Draft Week, and became a major slogan within the anti-war movement, had something to do with the logic of the anti-war movement itself. There had been 6, 7, 8 years of educating people about the war and of sort of protesting it. And meanwhile, the war was being escalated all the time.
Being brought out into the sunlight with determination and zeal.
Denta. 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 Mike. Denta. Denta. Mike. Denta. Match 4. 9, 7, 8, 3, 2.
And blonde, standing ear to ear. A wind tunnel. Why did the blonde scale the glass wall? To see what was on the other side. Why did the blonde stop using the pill? Because it kept falling out. Why did the blonde have a sore navel? Because her boyfriend was also blonde. What is the difference between a blonde and a bowling ball? There is no difference.
They were in bondage for 300 years. They prayed, they fasted, and they asked God to deliver them. God sent Moses, led them across the Red Sea. Even after they got crossed, he drowned Pharaoh's arm. When they got in the wilderness, after seeing all those miracles, you would have thought they never would have turned their back on the God that delivered them. But the Bible says as soon as they got in the wilderness, they started worshiping golden calves. They started worshiping graven images. And what was a four-month journey from the wilderness to the promised land took them 40 years. Not because God moved the promised land, but because they got lost in the wilderness.
Any type of art has something enchanting about it. It's the cryptic that we enjoy deciphering.
I do like having the whole thing, the breasts and the wig and all, to when I'm going out. I want to look as good as I possibly can. You know, being a guy, you don't pick up on those things and how to walk like a girl and all that.
You know.
don't know. Sometimes you just don't want to be what your race is supposed to be.
I'm a little kid. You know, little kids go through phases. I mean, I like it now, and I'm going to, like, stand up for it and be like, yeah, I'm into hip-hop. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I'll be over it soon. But for right now, while I'm in school and while I've got comfort and I'm okay and all my friends are into it, I can go and hang out with them, and I can go and be a part of that. I can do whatever I want. I'm a kid in America.
Sherry.
It took a year, but the case that caused a furor over police brutality has finally come to trial.
Because of pretrial publicity and political fallout, the trial was moved from Los Angeles to nearby Ventura County. It took a month to find...
The jury is essentially white and middle-aged. There are 7 men and 5 women. None of the jurors are black.
Out of Newton, it goes on. Still going on right now. It's good. It's so good, you wouldn't believe it. Unquote. FM ZBC Secret Station. If you don't have the right group of numbers and things, you can't have any. So listen good. You may be listening for others. And morphogenically, they'll pick it up off of you. They'll get it. And vice versa. Because the signal go on. There's a lot of signal needed today. I mean, basically, it's just the transition from one game to another. Except, of course, various little things intricate it quite a bit today. This is a tricky little fucker, this human in time-space routine. It can seem boring, but after all, it is everything. How can that be boring? Or a cliche, or beaten to death with a time club. Like a lot of people today. Because I don't know anything about people today. I just live here, man. It's all I can do to determine who the hell is feeling this pain. Amen, brother. I'm not being poetic when I say I don't know other beings. That's just the way it works. They're just imaginary, man. It's all thoughts. There are no planets. It never happened. Kind of sonata there. So if you can figure Ebonics, you've figured a big couple of slices of pie, my friends. I mean, let's face it. Does a young black human being in America today really want to be a chemist, let's say? any of the 90% of jobs in America that pay above $30,000 a year? I mean, does anyone want to do those jobs? Who am I talking to out there? Of course, there is no out there, I know that. I'm just taping this at Ice Station Zebra in case I'm rescued. Some sort of time-space mosaic can be put together that will validate me in this moment of the human condition for me. Just one phenomenon alone in the icy, intricate, non-void of modern life. Just playing checkers with the mysteries, man. Some gotta go, others get kinged. And then I can graduate to a game that touches me like my freaking life.
I knew there would be people unhappy with the verdict, but I didn't expect anything near what happened.
College education.
All consensical educational plants should have a skull and crossbones on the entranceway. And doubly so for black people. One half for Orientals, You know the drill, my friends.
They stay in school and get their grades so they can get out. And I have friends that do want to rap. And they rap about stuff so that they can get out of the hood. But y'all trying to go down.
I want to leave you with a quote on the subject of identity. It's from Shakespeare's Othello. Iago, who has no identity, says, I am not what I am. I'm a romantic fool.
Be able to control the world with weapons in space, that the United States will be able to win every war and also suppress any organizing that is attempted against corporate globalization in any part of the world. So they are now moving towards developing this idea of putting weapons into space, and so they're using this ballistic missile defense system as a Trojan horse to make the people think that they're going to create this system to defend us, where they really want to put offensive weapons in space for global control and domination, as they say in their own documents.
You got to get to Malkovich's head and get there soon. Get to the head.
Clearly, this information channel, to which we all seem to be linked, gives us information, and we also give it information.
Time to time made bad versions of being of MDMA. Production has been accompanied by synthesis of several knockoffs, that is, compounds that resemble the original structure, yet may have a ring substitution here or there. These chemically related compounds are even more dangerous than MDMA. PMA. Spring process. Pure or pharmaceutical MDMA is non-existent. Continues to increase. Unlike other party drugs like Rohypnol, roofies, gamma hydroxybutyrate, GHB, and ketamine, Special K.
Think about it.
Ambiguous, not the obvious.
5.1 surround track, which essentially has six channels of audio, left, center, right, left surround, right surround, and subwoofer, it will create a compressor for each one of those channels.
Because simple arithmetic says the population will reach 8 billion by 2010.
Women have the beauty of hair and voice tone. A cigarette is just a placebo joint. Rajet's thesaurus. The word nonconformist. Unwilling to behave or believe as most do. A person who goes against normal behavior. Here are some thesaurus words for nonconformist. Demonstrator, dropout, hippie, weirdo, oddball. Oddball. Always with the negative waves. Then I notice on the very same page, 15 words away, the word normal. Here are some thesaurus words for normal. Average. Commonplace. Routine. Ordinary. Typical, methodical, unexceptionable. Underground miner digging by lantern light for gems and precious stones. Opposition will say it's fool's gold. Gave a little kid and his sister at a lemonade stand a $20 bill and told them to keep the change.
That's well within my and many of your lifetimes, and I'm telling you that if we, as individuals, allow that to happen, we are going to see suffering on a scale we can't even imagine yet.
I'm kind of with
down at medical centers, for instance. The idea that the consciousness of one person can have an effect on another.
I can see shapes. It's as if my mind creates shapes that I don't know about. I can't say it any other way. But I get this shape in my head. And sometimes I know what it comes from and sometimes I don't.
Those together so that when you make an adjustment on the compressor, it will adjust over all six channels, or you can unlink where you have more compression on the center versus some of the other channels.
And the contact between yours and your lover's genitals is quite unlike the sensations experienced in other positions. You and your partner can create your own names for your favorite positions, which will make it easier to request or suggest one in the heat of lovemaking. Different positions allow for different kinds of caresses. Your favorite position may allow you to pay close attention to a favorite part of your lover's body. Alternate in and out thrusts with circular movements. Side to side movements can also create exciting and unexpected sensations for both partners. Either partner can alter the angle of entry or provide a mixture of deep and shallow thrusts, fast and slow rhythms. It can be exciting to alter quick, relatively shallow thrusts with a couple of slow, deep ones. Variety is the spice of lovemaking. Don't be afraid to be vocal in expressing what feels good to you. Some positions may feel best when performed slowly. A steady, hypnotic rhythm may bring your partner to higher levels of pleasure and arousal. Continue to breathe deeply. Try pushing with your feet against a firm surface to add leverage and to help carry feelings of sexual ecstasy from the genitals down through the legs. This variety of positions and movements can allow you to tailor your lovemaking to particular locations, moods, and levels of energy. I'd like to show you a new position that
have a multi-channel plugin. Let's pull up the multi-channel compressor, and you'll see that we have essentially six channels of compression built into one compressor. Okay, so when we adjust the gain on this compressor, it will adjust the gain across all channels. We can also turn on a multi-channel meter. And this is essentially a multi-channel audio vector display. It's a LISAJU display. So now if we hit play, you'll notice that it's displaying where all the audio energy is occurring, in which part of the surround spectrum. So there you have it. Some important new features that
I get this shape in my head, and sometimes I know what it comes from and sometimes I don't.
There was going to be a second trial.
Right in your own, right in your own home. We'll be right back.
idea of remote viewing, the ability to describe persons or events at a distance or in time. I mean, all of these things, when you see them collectively together, suggest to us that we need to alter our paradigm of how the world works.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony.
Freelance documentary filmmaker. I'm doing a project on a phenomenon that I've actually followed throughout America of white high school kids who imitate black hip-hop life, and I would love to include you in my documentary. This is something that's really important to me. I have a vision. I want it to be very real and raw and honest.
Looking for people like us.
Do you think we fit this description?
I think you do.
Yo, what? So you want to know why we call ourselves niggas?
Motivation, you're going to have an activity that you like. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you don't like it, you're not going to get any satisfaction out of it.
Annihilate all the Jews of Europe. That possibility has personally been denied to me by the Führer.
While you're out there colonizing space, that's what gets you through the hard times.
Portion of the brain was missing there, and the occipital cortex, the back portion of the brain, was lying down near the opening of the wound, and blood was trickling out.
Worse and worse, and there was a feeling of impotence in the face of the further escalation of the war.
We were becoming much more alienated from American society and much more willing to be disruptive.
Here in the United States, some of you are going to wish you'd killed yourselves.
Years ago, Martin Luther King took us across Jim Crow River.
Economic interests in space.
What? Crazy American. Patooey!
Were there racist music concerts?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To create a mighty symphony of prosperity.
For a minute.
Well, I loaned it to Dale last week and he never brought it back. And then I needed it for the AIU DCP project and I had to go get it.
Where is it? Down here?
So, I would prefer not to loan it out.
Oh, here it is. Thanks.
Blood was trickling out.
Almost a fifth or perhaps even a quarter of the right back part of the head in this area here had been blasted out.
Wouldn't you love to have known what films that Wells and Tolan screened together and what they enjoyed? Obviously, how Wells had seen Tolan's work and been impressed with it. The idea that Tolan understood all the rules he could break.
No public man whom Kane himself did not support.
I mean, the film that opens up with a send-up of the March of Time newsreel, and I mean, it is done with such loving detail. I mean, in terms of textures and contrasts and dupes and scratching film intentionally and all this. I mean, what a wonderful time they had to have sitting around there thinking up all of the different things that they were going to do in that film.
And doing this, the technology that we had in Laguna, you know, Laguna Beach, like, that's a great place to do it. The technology that we had, the money that we had to spend, only allowed us to accelerate the human energy field, the auric field. What we did is we addressed all of the different frequencies within the body that have to do with anything to do with consciousness, mainly the hydrogen atom, but we had to obviously produce oxygen and all kinds of other things to make the body stay alive for the experience, because we're going to disconnect from where we are now.
And it's very painful because it means that a lot of things are going to be sacrificed, and that a lot of people's careers who have a lot invested in the physical materialist worldview are going to suddenly discover, as people who used to teach phrenology or people who were teaching, phrenology is a good one, the study of the head, the idea, they're going to suddenly be out of work.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Entertaining the troops abroad. Bringing American sensibilities to the Bush people. Not the W. Bush, however. Those people have already been brought. We just want to share the wealth and our viewpoint, our higher level of pulpit, with the lower level of pulpi. I mean, it's out of our control, man. It's the law of all things that this must be enacted. New Metaphysics, the Z House, ZBC, WZBC.org, on the radio, on the other radio, and if you can telepathically catch this, you don't need no freaking radio at all. Of course, from my decades on the planet this time around, I don't see too many people catching it without a radio, though. Now, that's perfectly all right, except I forgot some of the stuff that I figured out before, so I could do this now. But I'm going to remember, man. I will. Because I've learned some things. Some stuff got through. And one of the things is to get rid of some of the things so more stuff gets through. And then you're on the ascending spiral, where all things further all things. I guess about the only thing you can say at this point is it's amazing and quite a testament to humankind that things are only 50% fucked in the Matrix. Instead of 100%, of course, or critical mass, 73%, whatever it is. Use your spatial chakras for that one. If you can, more like if you want to. So that's quite a testament. Here we are, 100% vulnerable to bad behavior from ourselves and others, and it's only 50% bad. That says something to me, man.
Is there anything in all your years of remote viewing that would suggest?
Authorization required.
This is Robin.
Robin, partner to the Batman. Voice authorization accepted. Please enter.
One of Batman's most devious enemies has always been the Riddler. As Batman's partner, I'm studying the Dark Knight's first encounter with the mysterious Prince of Puzzles. Computer, call up the file on the Riddler.
The Riddler, also known as Edward Nigma.
But there's nothing.
Oh, Miss Muffet sat on a toffee. Eating her curds and whey. Long came a spidey, sat down beside he said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch? Oh! Jack and Jill went up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. That fucking whore. Little boy Blue, he needed the money. Was an old lady, lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, a uterus fell out. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack burnt off his fucking dick. Oh, mother hubby went to the cupboard to get her old dog a bone. She bent over, Rover took over. Oh! She got a bone of her own.
I get this shape in my head, and sometimes I know what it comes from and sometimes I don't, and I think with myself that there are a few shapes that I have repeated a number of times during my life, and I haven't known I was repeating them until after I had done it.
Isn't that a derogatory term?
No, no. Well, American nigga is a derogatory term. Niggas isn't.
Okay.
Well, niggas is like, yo, these are my niggas.
All right, this is something that people don't... This is exactly what I'm talking about.
You should introduce her to Will.
Yeah, Will. You got to meet Will, his brother. Yo, he's the true nigga.
My girl Kim, I'm Marty, that's Ren, Raven, Ren's girl Charlie.
All right. Well, I'm Sam, I'm sorry, and include me in your day.
Alright.
Alright, well,
Monday. So you're gonna make us famous, is that it?
Whatever I can do.
So where'd you learn how to make movies?
Well, I went to NYU film school.
Free from self and prayers for the dead and their living dreams sound so real, and echoes of pain and laughter at the same time, lending their passion to our souls. Hoping and praying that we remember when and where we became human in the beginning. The truth of so many movements, so many influences in our minds are strong. We keep believing in love and kindness to our friends, to our enemies, but these values lose us. These few pennies and dimes degenerate our sensitivity. The children are the ones we must save. Take their hands sincerely and walk with them in their time, in their rhythm, in their falling down and getting back up. You would learn how to live and be at ease with yourself, moving ahead on the stream of someone else's love. Take your time with the dreams, for this is for the truth. Take your time with the music, for this is for the truth. Take your time with the revolution, for this is for tomorrow.
work downtown now. We can sleep in the hotel now. You can sit in the front of the bus now. You can live in certain neighborhoods now. You can send your children to the best schools now. But you forgot the God you knew in Mississippi. You forgot the God you knew in Alabama. You forgot the God you worshiped in South Carolina. You're a bunch of wilderness Negroes roaming around lost. That's why your children are lost. That's why our communities are lost. It's time to redeem the dream.
I don't know why things take so long to change. For so long we've waited for the walls to come down. How many tears must fall from grieving eyes? How many die. You hold your breath, waiting in pain. I don't know why things take so long to change.
Achieved directly from control. Now let's show you something a little bit more advanced. We're going to spot some sound effects and resync a sound effect that's already laid in. This is the piece of picture that we're looking at. We can actually nudge backwards and forwards and we see the character comes down the stairwell and lands. The sound effect that I'm after, I can search for. It's called a big drop. And as soon as I finish searching, we see it appears in the actual region list itself. Now, each Pro Control main unit of Fader Pak has the same keyboard modifiers that we have on the standard QWERTY keyboard. So the control drag, which actually snaps my sound effect directly in the timeline, still works, even from a Pro Control or a Fader Pak.
So they would use some kind of spirit gum or crazy glue to attach the outer labia to the thighs of a woman so that then she could appear, and if Martians came to Earth, they would say, "Earthling woman, lost object, trying to find it in herself." And so there was a photographer who, in arranging a model, got his thumb and forefinger stuck together by the crazy glue. And Larry Flynn fired him because he could no longer operate the shutter with maximum efficiency. Do you want to scratch and sniff Virgin Mary? And he thinks about it. He says, "Well, that's not a bad idea. We can have it smell like tomato juice." So, well, this is going to be some job. So when they tried to reform it, like they had a cartoon feature there called Chester the Molester. And you're applauding for Chester the Molester. Well, there's the first. But they decided now that it was a Born Again magazine that it would just be plain Chester, and then Chester the Protector. And it was just bizarre to see the artist complaining to Larry Flynn, "You're ruining the integrity of the feature." So, you know, everybody has their own standards and ideals. It's very reassuring. The thing is, you know, people wonder, was it a sincere conversion or not? All I know is that showing pink is what Hustler was famous for, because they had to go further than the magazines that merely showed pubic hair. And so they would use some kind of spirit gum or crazy glue to attach the outer labia to the thighs of a woman so that then she could appear in, if Martians came to Earth, they would say, Earthling woman, lost object, trying to find it in herself. And so there was a photographer who, in arranging a model, got his thumb and forefinger stuck together by the crazy glue. And Larry Flynt fired him because he could no longer operate the shutter with maximum efficiency.
Okay, but if you don't bring it back, I'll tell Bill it was stolen. And I could have you fired. Well, and I'm gonna put strychnine in the coffee.
Oh, Ray?
Yeah?
Are you using Milton for anything right now?
Nope. He's all yours.
Great, thanks. Oh, and, do you think that he's...
It's probably...
Yeah, I know. Okay, thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
Oh, hello, Milton. What's happening?
Well, I was told that I could receive overtime on the AIU-DCP project and...
That's gonna be kinda tight on the overtime.
But I was told that they...
Yeah, we're really short on billable hours.
Well...
In fact, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and take the rest of the day off.
But...
So, if you could just go ahead and clock out as soon as possible, that would be terrific. Okay?
Well... Okay, but...
Oh, and if you could just kind of go over those AIU DCP files at home tonight, that would be great. Okay?
Well...
Thanks a bunch, Milton. Bye-bye.
But... Well, okay, but... I could have you killed.
Break away from this giant web that, you know, when I say that's a table, everybody focuses on something, we don't know what it is, and they call it table. That was going to go away.
But once he became born again, he hired this guy back as an act of Christian compassion. Not as a photographer, but as a roach clip. And he would just go from desk to desk to desk so that people could continue working with both hands.
Right in your own home.
I think I would like to wind up tonight with a riddle. How does Michael Jackson know when it's time to have sex? And the answer is when the big hand touches the little hand.
All the time. There is ones that are in Racine, Wisconsin.
Buffalo, New York just tried to have one. Well,
Dear Anita, I'm sending you some drawings in a roll because I want you to tell me if I'm completely mad.
After I had some, I sent them to her to look at and told her not to show them to anybody. And when she had quite a large bunch of drawings, she took them down and showed them to Stieglitz. And to have him like my paintings was pretty exciting, you see, because he said right away he'd like to show them. Well, time went on, and I was up at Columbia, and one day a girl said to me, is your name Virginia O'Keefe? I said, no, it's Georgia. Well, she said, Virginia O'Keefe is having a show of drawings down at Stieglitz Gallery. Virginia O'Keefe, well, that must be me.
I threw one. Oklahoma City has had a bunch of them. Matter of fact, I mean, I actually threw three racist rock and roll concerts.
And it will continue to be.
Love is natural. Hate is unnatural. Hate breeds hate.
Society. And basically, we began moving toward the view that we wanted to make to make the cost of pursuing the war abroad, the ungovernability of the society at home.
I have never known where you have overcome hate, but you can overcome hate with love and respect.
Now the next thing that goes in is our instant rice, our quick cooking rice. We're going to add it to the dish right here. Now, if you're going to cook this...
The only thing he's got. All right. No, no. Roll down.
I'm just curious. A tan.
Yes.
You just dumped it after it. I stuck to the bowl. I'm not just curious.
Replace your weight loss and fitness goals with Nordic Track.
I was able to take off 57 pounds.
I've lost 10 pounds since I started with my Nordic Track.
Only Nordic Track has a patented flywheel and one-way clutch mechanism to create a smooth, natural exercise motion that burns calories fast, up to 1,100 an hour.
The struggles then was just to breathe, to live, to be out there.
Now, what's interesting is that there's a final generation of kids who now know that there are hands on the clock because they all have digital clocks. They think of time as going click, 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 click. It's 2:38, click, click, 2:39. They don't think of time as one continuous motion, infinite, and energy moving around like that. And so when there's a power shortage, they think that 12, 12, 12 is appliance language for help, help, turn me on again, 12, 12. And so that concept of time is like an endangered species, like a whipping crane. And other things too, like kids who have Velcro on their shoes now. There's a whole generation of kids who will never know the thrill of tying their shoelaces in the dark because they have Velcro. But there is hope, which I realize. I live in Venice, and along the Venice boardwalk, there's a lot of different characters. There's one guy who is a mime, and he just stands perfectly still. And he has a hat at his feet. And people give him money for standing still. That's his job. Parents say to the kids, look at that, look at that. Look how he just stands still like that. You can't do that. Put some money in his hat there. Does he make you nervous?
All through history, no matter how much
out of Newton. Somewhere on the dynamic range of the emotions, whichever area, whichever part of the surround sound panoply of spatial splay you happen to be on, this buds for you, my friend. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. On the big Z wheel. Wheel, keep it turning. .org, 90.3 on the FM. 617-552-4686. U.S. There's a video cam in there somewhere. May or may not work. GaryG4 at Mac.com. Could be read by a government employee, however. Beware. Do you realize how many people work for the government? A lot. You know, it's pretty amazing because back in the 60s, all the issues going around now were going around then. I mean, besides the Vietnam War and taking drugs and the usual cliched things. The environmental crisis was grave then. The disparity of wealth, big. And the amount of domination of the many by the few and self-destruction by the dominators of themselves, and the proliferation of artificial diseases, Western style, and the continuation of the mass hysteria of empiricism, all very big then, even more so now. If this continues, one man will control everything on the planet, and everyone else will be green food. Of course, time and space being what they are and all, you can take any one, two, or three main stems and do anything you want to them. And in the dynamic range of the emotional gamut, you can feed back, find the null space, and undo anything. In fact, you can do anything to anything, anytime, and rival Dr. Strange, master of time and space, one of my heroes. Anyway, I guess one of the biggest little things I could say is just as you don't have to worry about bad people becoming magicians because it won't work for them, time space machines, anti-gravitational devices. Won't work for you. If you don't want them to. And can't work for you. Unless they want to work for you. Anything I say doesn't have to ever happen to anyone. There's nothing to show. And it doesn't even matter if you can get there from here or not. I guess we'll just leave it for the moment as current reality can be allowed for by magic, but not the reverse. And it takes a lot to get there, where we are today. Way up high in the Tower of Babel. It's a great lofty position. And you can't tell anyone. All you can do is disappear. Which is the same as reappearance, of course, as I said.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. Yeah.
But he's very, very nice.
How are these other people to work with, Carol Kane and Mr. Kaufman? And...
Well, you can't really ask me that question using both of their names in the same sentence. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Andy is one story, and Carol's lovely to work with.
And even more people booking flights.
In fairness, Weed's cost-saving argument doesn't simply rely on replacing Marcus Welby with a Macintosh. He thinks there's gold to be saved in the hills of Academe.
Back to buy a new dialysis unit.
Now, in contrast to him, there was a guy who just walked around in counterclockwise circles every day, over and over and over again. He was known as the Pacer. He didn't call himself the Pacer, other people did. And he would create his own force field. So. So that if a police went again and over again, walked was to him. Now, in contrast to him,
big one, the one, two, one, two, three, four. Feedback ka bhi aa rahi.
Yeah. 14th is no good. We can do it on the
13th or 15th.
Okay, let's make it the 13th at 2:00. Hold on one sec.
Hey,
Arne.
Let me get back to you.
It is great
doing?
To see you.
Good to see you.
I think
good
you know Rich.
You. Absolutely. We met
Hi.
Here yesterday.
And I believe you know Cigar.
Cigar, my buddy.
This is Dean. Dean's the point guard on the Ryder basketball team.
Pleasure. Yeah. You know how much I love watching those smooth moves you got.
Yeah.
You know what I suggest? You guys go take a look downstairs and get a run of the joint. Steve and I'll talk some business up here.
Friendly business.
This is going to be big for everybody. Steve. It's a ball to see you, baby. Have a seat right over here. I'm so glad that you called and we got this thing straightened out.
These white motherfuckers kill me, man. Yesterday, me and Gar come in here by ourselves. No fucking deal.
Today we bring another cracker, and it's all good. Could you explain this shit to me?
That's just your reputation preceding you. But that's all gonna change now.
What I cannot afford is a corpse in my lobby, a Biggie Smalls, a Tupac, a body in my elevator. You know, that's not good for business.
Happy just giving you the old shit. So I put together a few more. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife, loved to beat her, smacked her twice across the head, fought the race and went to bed. Little Bo Peep fucked the sheep, blew a horse, licked his feet, she ate his ass so very nice, punged his balls not once but twice. Mary had a little lamb she kept in her backyard. When she took her panties off, his woolly dick got hard. Hickory dickory dock, some chick was sucking my cock. The clock struck two, I dropped my goo, I dumped the bitch on the next block.
Celebrate afterwards with a hearty meal.
No, but I did suck down some dehydrated, mashed potatoes.
There was a guy who just walked around in counterclockwise circles every day.
Alignment Technique, or CAT.
Over and over and over again, he was known as the pacer. He didn't call himself the pacer, other people did. And
small willies, cocks, penises, whatever you want to call them. Reason being is underneath I am very, very tiny, I'm very small. And one particular day I was doing a magazine shoot, I think it was with a couple of other girls, and we was doing what we call an American set, which to put it bluntly is underneath we do a pink spread, which is basically spreading the lips of your vagina apart, and the other girl does it to me and I do it to her.
He would create his own force field so that if a police car came down the boardwalk, it would go around him.
So, through the ear.
Yeah, thinking on, well, what it's saying, the experiment is saying that there's something that is faster than light, and that is that energy is inductively coupled everywhere in space.
As I understand it, somebody said to me, the first thing they said to me, I thought, my God, these people are on edge. He said, I want you to know that this Jungian thing is bullshit. I said, okay, that's fine. However, this is like beating a dead horse. Has the news from quantum physics not reached the UFO community?
I would be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and Asa would be there walking around in his counterclockwise circle. I would be there at 6 o'clock in the evening, he would be walking there.
Is it not now thoroughly assimilated that an observer is necessary for reality to exist at all?
They will bring no more than their value as old materials. Sincerely, yours.
back in the train could see what I saw, would they still want me to kill him? More than ever, probably. And what would his people back home want if they ever learned just how far from them he'd really gone? He broke from them, and then he broke from himself. I'd never seen a man so broken up and ripped apart.
I've seen horrors. Horrors that you've seen. But you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that. But you have no right to judge me. It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face. And you must make a friend of horror. Horror and moral terror are your friends. If they are not, then they are enemies to be feared. They are truly enemies.
Now, this was a compulsive activity, but it was also voluntary on one level because he took a lunch break. And he would go to this diner, and he would walk in a straight line. He didn't walk in circles. And he would sit by the counter on a stool. He didn't twirl around on the stool. He'd get a coffee, and he wouldn't stir the coffee. He wouldn't roll his eyes at the waitress. This diner, and he would walk in a straight line. He didn't walk in circles. And he would sit by the counter on a stool. He didn't twirl around on the stool.
It's all psychological. There's no distinction.
He'd get a coffee and he wouldn't stir the coffee.
Technique, or CAT. A lot of women who don't climax with conventional intercourse report wonderful orgasms every time with the CAT.
I heard about that, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, it's similar to the missionary position. Tina, if you lie on your back, and Greg positions himself so that his pelvic bone is riding slightly higher, this way, the base of Greg's penis is in direct contact with your clitoris. Greg, you lie with the weight of your chest to one side for comfort. You maintain full body contact in this position, so obviously it's very intimate. Just slide slowly back and forth a few inches. Tina will move with you.
He wouldn't roll his eyes at the waitress. And then he finished lunch and we go back and he would continue walking in circles.
California area, there's usually anywhere on any given weekend night, a Friday or Saturday night, you could find one.
Tell me about one of the ones that you threw.
I threw one that was called, they called them an Aryan Fest. And I threw it out in the desert, out in the middle of California, out in the desert, over a weekend. Desert, over a weekend, 3-day weekend.
Now, unlike the mime, he didn't have a hat there to collect money. He was just walking around in circles out of the goodness of his heart.
Desert, out in the middle of California, out in the desert.
So I was furious. He had said he had told her he was going to show them, but he hadn't told me. And when I got down there, I really was incensed that he should hang up my drawings and I not know anything about it.
I understand. Yes. He will continue to deny it.
My apologies. Do you accept my apologies?
Of course.
So very kind.
Do we mix them in the first degree?
Yes, those mixed in the first degree who are exempted will be sterilized.
May I just point out, with regard to special exemptions, now, it's widely known, and I've heard the opinion expressed myself, that there are 80 million good Germans, and each one of them knows his decent Jew, even if he regards all the rest as vermin.
If there are decent Jews, then before they are decent, and indeed after they are Jews. No. First degree exempted will be sterilized. No more children, and eventually no more mixed blood, once and for all. It is important to know what words mean.
And then, one day, he put a cigar box there. He just put it there. And now, people started putting money in the box.
Every planetary mass throughout the universe, and that is the carrier, that's the conduit to send matter through.
All right, the fact is now that you have done your own experiments with this, and you have made metal move, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the experiment. What got you in? Well, we know what got you into it. It's studying all this, mm-hmm. But in effect, how does this work?
How do you get a 50,000
volt into your place of business?
Well, the first thing I started...
Doesn't the power company object?
I've done some power demonstrations for Nevada Power here in town, and it was really amazing that most of the people that worked in the facility didn't even know who Tesla was, the guy that started the whole alternating current thing to begin with. There's many simple ways to produce a lot of energy. And believe it or not, the Vandegraaff generator is one of the simplest ways to do experiments, and anybody listening can do this. Vandegraaff generators are fairly inexpensive, or you can make one yourself. And basically what it does is produce electrostatic charge, and depending on the size and how well you design it, you can generate 2-3 million volts of DC electricity. And that's what I started out with. And I found that there is more, I have more ability to move conductive materials with the Vandegraaff, with the electrostatic generator, than let's say a 4 million volt Tesla coil. And the difference is one is alternating current and one is direct current.
Always call me, I like.
river. Jew, and cry in theaters for my mother, and sell bargain goods beneath the counter. For you, I will be a Dachau Jew, and lie down in lime with twisted limbs and bloated pain no mind can understand. I am with the hunters, hungry and shrewd, and I am with the hunted, quick and soft and nude. From a hill I watched the apple blossoms breathe the silver out of the night, like fish eating the spheres of air out of the river. Under hard lights, with doctor's instruments, you were at work in the bathrooms of the city, changing the law. The spike hunts constant as a compass. The stony path coiled around me and bound me to the night. A boat hunted the edge of the sea under a hissing light. Something soft involved the net and bled around a spear. The real reason was a deep interest in violence. I was very interested in what it really meant for men to carry arms and to kill other men, and how attracted I was exactly to that process. That's getting close to the truth. The real truth is that I wanted to kill or be killed. No, I don't want to give the idea, as I've been giving in the past 10 or 15 minutes, that I'm completely obsessed with the idea of danger. But I suppose I am. So it's just as well that I gave the idea away. I was in Havana in 1961 during the Bay of Pigs invasion, fighting on both sides. And I wrote this poem called "The Only Tourist in Havana Turns His Thoughts Homeward." Come, my brothers, let us govern Canada. Let us find our serious heads. Let us dump asbestos on the White House. Let us make the French talk English, not only here but everywhere. Let us torture the Senate individually until they confess. Let us purge the new party. Let us encourage the dark races so they'll be lenient when they take over. Let us make the CBC talk English. Let us all lean in one direction and float down to the coast of Florida. Let us have two governor generals at the same time. Let us have another official language. Let us determine what it will be. Let us give a Canada Council fellowship to the most original suggestion. Let us teach sex in the home to parents.
ZBC out of Newton. Running with the economic dogs through mechanical gates. Tangential to meters. Aligned with the GDP, all is well. Breadcrumbs only in a straight line now. Have been since the Ice Age, which I can't remember clearly. It's very cold then. Axis shift every 25,000 years. Tight metaphor there for archaeologists and anomalous mystery files. Now, if you have ResEdit, you can find invisible files. But how about the mystery files? It's just a power transfer syndrome and goes in both directions. This is a good year for that. 1999 plus 2 or whatever it is. Just the date ought to tell you something. It's like we're in extra innings, sudden death overtime. Or the fourth period of a hockey kind of game. Whatever hockey is. No metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Down on one knee. Leaning against my sword. Sitting on my helmet. Velcro shoes, no problem. Now, if I was a poet, I could put all my poetry on the internet. Probably in 500K, a life's work. They were the first to enter the oceanic digital range. Then the writers of text. All the Shakespearean plays. Not much money. Graphic artists coming up on the third slot on the outside. They're pretty much copacetic today. And that's where we are today, my friends. Between the graphic artists and the audio people. Movie makers just dreaming. Playing around with Flash maybe, but cooling their heels. And mumbling ebonically to themselves in place. Which anyone can do at any time, of course. That's why it's there. So watch those causes and effects, friends. They can get you in or get you out of a lot of unnecessary complication. Always the cross-faded bedfellow of intricacy. The road to simplicity. The oceanic sea on the coming home. Now, I use audio, and my time has not yet come on the digital oceanic ocean of all is one. But it's a coming. It'll get there. Because, you know, you can have any technology you want. Contrary to the accepted word of the word on high, sort of a derivative of, in the beginning was the word, the logo. Let me say that again. Due to mechanical atemporal problems, in the digital oceanic sea of mind warp thought, fuck. I didn't mean to emphasize that last word so much. I'm working on it. Because the population raised ebonically with that distinction for profanity is a step in the right direction. And we're going to get there because you can have any culture you want. In fact, there's an old law in Upper State New York that says when you're human in time space, all conflict is imagined because imagination will out. There's nothing you can think of that you can't have. I believe that's why we have imagination, because I could be wrong on that. Uncle Sam could want me. I was sent a credit card the other day, a physical credit card with no information at all, not even small, italicized and written on the other side of something saying anything about that credit card except that it had my name on it and a way to initialize it, an 800 number. So the most interesting forecasts of probability can't really be forecast spoken. Just remember that if you forget. Because in the you can't get there from here syndrome, we've already not gotten there from here. Lived to tell about it. Wrote a bestseller. Retired on real money. Redo. I believe we're in the 1.5 redo. Sudden death overtime. A terrain I'm very comfortable in, if I might say so myself. But the human experience in time space being what it is, and all, the player's syndrome. Kind of like Dr. Jekyll, if you will. Once you experiment on yourself, double self-reference, You've now entered the organic game. I believe it's called fucking yourself in impolite society. Otherwise known as Ebonics here in the North American land mass. Or speaking a Spanish in southern Florida. Or English in eastern Canada. We're trying to get that damn TV to work in the tin-hutted dwelling in Tahiti, left over from World War II, with no TV tube and definitely no electricity. I think that brings us up to date, at least to the point where you cannot say one more word. Place I'm very comfortable with. I used to have a lot of practice at it. So remember what the whale said to Jonah, my friends. Digestion is a very, very good thing. Time space.
That he was walking around. It was like magic. The mere presence of that box had transformed his neurosis into a marketable talent. Just like so many of us. And so the mime and the pacer were perfect metaphors for the two-party system in America. The Republicans are sort of like the mime. They stand still while the world passes them by. Iran, Iraq, Israel, Japan. And the Democrats are like the pacer. They walk around in circles while the world passes them by. Cuba, Korea, Bosnia, Belgrade. And they both get paid for it. And yet, everybody has to have a purpose in life. What was the pacer's purpose in life? What was he doing there? What was his spiritual connection to the universe? And then I suddenly realized, of course, he was the keeper of the counterclockwise. That was his mission. And before that, I used to think he was a nut. You know, just walking around in circles all day, and I felt superior to him. But once he put that cardboard box down and was getting paid for his work, then I had a different kind of respect for him.
Threatened to join the USA and pull out at the last moment.
Stations this net. This is Viper 6. The Commander-in-Chief has issued final authorization. We are ordered to proceed. Now, I know that some of us have doubts about what we're about to do. We'd be less than human if we didn't. But the fate of the nation, perhaps the world, is in our hands. We are the last line of defense. We cannot, we dare not refuse this burden. I'm confident that each of us, each of you, will do his duty. Viper 6 out.
And my favorite out of a tube is the Russian, you know, jellied piked perch. If you want to try a real delicacy, Tara, that's what you want. Jellied piked perch. I mean, sucked out of a tube.
plugins. A number of features have been added to TDM-based Pro Tools systems that allow you to more efficiently use your DSP resources. The first is Multi-Shell 2 compatibility, which allows different types of plugins, both DigiDesign and third-party, to share the same DSP resources. The next addition is the support for Real-Time Audio Suite, or RTAS, plugins directly within the TDM environment. One advantage to using RTAS plugins is that they use the computer's CPU for its processing rather than the DigiDesign DSP cards. Let's go to the Windows menu and show system usage. Here we can actually see how many cards we have in our system, what plugins are turned on or instantiated, and what percentage of the chip they're taking up. If we go to the kick drum track and turn on a plugin, you'll notice we have two choices now of plugins. We have TDM plugins and RTAS plugins. Let's turn on an RTAS compressor. And that compressor, although it is host-based, it will work in real time within this TDM environment. It does not take up any DSP resources, and we can actually check that and verify that. You can switch between RTAS plugins and TDM plugins. Simply click on the RTAS label and switch this to convert to TDM plugin, and it will switch over to TDM. And notice that our plugin sharing has increased from 27% to 35%, indicating that the plugin is now using the DigiDesign DSP.
Under consent.
I don't think I can be comfortably interviewed
right,
with this guy.
I want to tell you what the crew can offer you. What is it? What is it? What do they offer you? What? Why do you want to be involved in it? Why do you want to emulate
not
that?
Like safety.
Because they're cool.
Safety from what?
Safety from like anyone who wants to fuck with us.
About to take over your area. Yo. Left and right, protect the life.
Hey, hi, I'm Mark Clear.
Let's tell a story of Far Rock Thug. Unconditional love for the faculty. Sip and mingle, forever single. He moves like a king too, Gucci suited. Mind polluted from being dudes, victorious. Big props like Notorious, connect. He used to do hits, he know coroners.
Check it, yo, the situation that I'm facing. It's getting hard to find my way out. My mind is made out. Then I'ma step from getting laid out. If shit hit the fan, I'm going straight out. No doubt. And don't give a damn about getting played out. I'm desperate. On a death wish. Man perfected. Using procedures without reasons because it's hectic. Being confined to a 9-to-5 wasn't my exit. Staying in the game and flipping canes, what I'm left with. Props and bottles was a tough act to follow. Many kids that did never live to see tomorrow. Clientele, fine and swell. In the meantime, uncut blow, flow, heads forming cheese lines. I mean, my baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
If cultural anthropology is to serve a useful function in the debate on race, it must eliminate bogus categories like Negroid, Caucasoid, and Mongoloid. Race must be viewed not as a set of people defined strictly and separated each from the other, but rather as a series of color gradations. The blackest black not nearly so close to the lightest tan as the lightest tan is to the average normal white. This would not only correct socially destructive forms of bigotry, which result from race-based analysis, it would also, to quote Henry Kissinger, have the additional virtue of being true.
Thank you.
How you doing, pal?
Nothing, just watching.
Watching what?
The approach to Staten Island.
Yeah, are you married? Are you?
Yeah, I'm married. Sure. I live on the Upper East Side, and...
Sure. I didn't mean to be strange or pushy or...
Well, you are.
Come off like a cushion pusher to you.
Dude, I don't understand.
Pardon?
Why do guys always gotta come up to me and try to talk to me? I'm not gay.
Right.
You have a sign on me that says fuck me or something?
I don't like dick?
Because I don't like dick.
Right.
All right? So step up. I'm going to my girlfriend's house now. Girlfriend.
Right.
All right? You understand?
What's his name?
His name.
I'm married, too. This is my husband.
Just back up, man. Every fucking day I got one of you freaks coming up to me trying to hit on me, man. I ain't with it. I don't understand. What's the deal? Do I look gay? Am I wearing a fucking G-string and fucking Daisy Dukes?
It's more of just an energy.
Do I got a tight shirt on? Do I skip around? I mean, let me know if you see it, because I don't know what it is.
I just saw you walk in. I didn't notice if you...
Do was... I walk like feminine or something? I don't understand.
Let me see. Give me a walk.
Did you see it when I walked in?
I wasn't really paying attention.
So what makes you think that I want to...
There was a certain energy about you.
There's an energy about me. So there's nothing I can do about it.
I don't know if it's internalized.
Do you just go up to people randomly and bother them?
Yes, I did.
Because you're bothering me.
I don't mean to bother you.
Well, can you please leave me alone then?
Certainly. As I said, Scott, I was...
All right, nice meeting you. Let's leave it at that. Goodbye.
Very well, sir.
Take care, pal.
I don't know about this shit, man. You should be using hype.
Just trust me on this shit, son. It's my nigga Brett Ratner right here.
Rich,
good to see you. Motherfucker directed Rush Hour. Cigar,
big
what up?
Good to meet you, son.
Yeah. I heard your record, man. I'm a big fan. Shit is incredible.
I don't make records, sir.
Incredible. I heard that you sent me the demo.
I sent the tape to him already.
Why do you think I'm out here? Why do you think I'm out here?
Shit is proper.
I hope you out here to do work, because that's what we want.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm here to sell records for you.
Yo, every time I call this nigga, you know what I'm saying? He be having a joint playing.
It's a hit. I'm doing Hollywood films. You got a hit record, okay? I'm going to do a video, because if I do the video, it's going to cross over. I've never been to Staten Island before, okay? But I know what you're about, and I would know what your music is about. I know what you're saying.
I respect what he do, but he mean to make the same type of beat.
No doubt. Listen, I recognize.
Truth is, I'm white. I'm from Miami, okay? But I love your music. I'm just here to make it look great. That's my job. You know what I'm saying?
Man. He going Hollywood. Of course.
I'm going to give you the production value.
Exactly. He going to make it look like it's Hollywood, even though it ain't Hollywood.
Right.
We going to take it from the purest form.
I know what your audience wants to see, and I know how to cross it over at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, all I want to say, man, is that, yo, man, my man believe in you.
Yo,
I believe in you.
What's going on? What's going down with you?
Sam, I'll tell you about the wall. This wall right here is a monument to two fallen soldiers that lived out here. America is definitely eating us young, and it's past time that we did something about and took responsibility for our own ways and actions, you know what I mean? That's why you got Can It Be, All So Simple, Wu-Tang.
It ain't that simple.
You know what I mean? It's never that simple. That's why after the laughter, there's always tears.
You'd be surprised how many white kids know what time it is,
you know what I'm saying? And the same way we was taught when we came over here on the slave ships, we teaching now.
Who are the slaves today?
We still the slaves. Regardless, the average working man is a slave.
We sharecropping.
You know what I'm saying? We all sharecropping. But the thing that is, it's like this music is so influential and so real, there's not a wall built that can hold it down.
You know, he was no better or no worse than any of us. He went to work all day, worked hard for a living, got paid for it, came home to relax and unwind. But see, that's my spin. So it's not just politicians. Each of us is our own spin doctor. Everybody wants to have self-esteem. I have a lawyer friend who's a public defender who defends child molesters. And he says, they keep telling him, she came on to me. What? She was 4 years old. But, you know, for his self-esteem, he has to blame her. He has to blame the victim. So everybody is their own spin doctor, just for self-esteem. So I want to end with a tribute to the people who gave me a profound sense of what self-esteem really means. And this is Lori and Dory. They are Siamese twins. The politically correct term is conjoined twins. I think it was the Siamese Liberation Front that fought for that. So, Lori and Dory are conjoined at the hips, but facing in opposite directions, so that when they were on one of these afternoon TV shows, they sat in a chair facing in opposite directions. They go to movies, and Lori watches the movie, and Dory has a mirror, and she watches the movie backwards through the mirror.
People who have such enthusiasm for beryllium ships from our tourists.
My brothers, come. Our serious heads are waiting for us somewhere, like Gladstone bags abandoned after a coup d'etat. Let us put them on very quickly. Let us maintain a stony silence on the St. Lawrence Seaway. I would like to remind the management that the drinks are watered. And the hat check girl has syphilis. And the band is composed of former SS monsters. However, since it is New Year's Eve and I have lip cancer, I will place my paper hat on my concussion and dance.
Feedback ka bhi aa rahi.
Dory has a job where she folds sheets in a hospital, and Dory goes along and reads while her twin sister is working.
Interesting how people see different things in the glass and such, you know, where... You know, one person might, you know, look at it as like outer space. Other people look at it as being in the ocean. Just a lot of different things. And, you know, it's like jewels for the home, too. You know, I just try and make things that, you know, are, you know, come off as being real beautiful to the eye.
Brilliant ships from our tourists. Should be informed, you know. Same. That's important news. It is now, and where is it coming from? Let's not rush past this here. Physics has always been the paradigmatic science. All sciences have physics envy. Why is that? Because it's not unlikely in a physics experiment to be able to predict an experimental result to 3 decimal points of accuracy. That's science.
Well, I knew as I left that courthouse that there was going to be more. My experience from back home told me that the U.S. government was going to take its turn now.
Given the level of violence following the first trial, defense attorneys say their questioning of prospective jurors will be extremely focused.
Are you afraid? That's the number one question. Are you afraid to sit on this jury?
So the interviewer said, "Do you have a boyfriend?" And Lori said, "I had a boyfriend, but I dumped him." And I thought, now there is self-esteem. I mean, that's inspiring to me.
Give me the
microphones in them.
I beg your pardon, Billy?
Give me the mic, General. Sandman, this is General Ford. You will ignore that order. For the record, I am relieving General McClintock of command. For the crime of withholding vital information from the President of the United States.
I have in no way withheld vital information from the President of the United States.
Colonel Briggs?
Sir!
You will place General McClintock under arrest.
If I go down for this, Billy, you go down for it.
It's out of our hands now, Donnie.
You silly, sentimental son of a bitch. Store in Los Angeles a while back, and I was a little drunk, and I don't know you. No, I didn't say that we knew each other. I was just saying that I had met you before, and I just want to apologize if I said anything that.
Well, I don't remember.
You don't even remember. No. Good, because I barely remember myself. So good. Okay, good. Good.
Don't worry about it. Okay, man. Okay.
Okay.
Dream about you. This is what I wanted. This is why my heart is racing. I'm so fluttered, and if I seem strange to you, again, I'd like to apologize. I had a dream about you 2 weeks ago, and it's so funny because you're wearing a shirt a lot like the shirt you're wearing right now. And in the dream,
listen, I'm on parole, brother. Please.
Am I annoying you?
I just want to.
I don't. Okay.
How many is having a peaceful moment here, please?
Okay. Well, in the dream, you were holding me, that's all.
Oh, oh, God! It's steady, it's alive! Steady! Motherfucker! Oh, God! Don't fuck with me, you hear me? Come, drinker.
Oh, shit.
Are you dumb?
Hey, yo, what happened to money, yo?
I'm sure Mr. Tyson would really rather speak to so many other people. I'm Sam.
Man.
Hey, yo, you all right?
Please.
Oh, respond to me.
Are you all right?
She got that on tape.
Yeah, all right.
That isn't right. You ain't right.
Listen, I don't know anything about this white fag shit. The white guys do this shit. I'm from a different culture.
Steady on the assault and battery.
I was in penitentiary now, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They said I raped somebody now, so yes.
You know, you want to talk to me about it?
Oh, no, that's okay.
I'll take your word for it. Can I just say hi?
No. I get, they put you underneath the penitentiary for the white women. I just can't.
There's a difference? Is there a difference? I mean, what's the difference between the white women versus... Black women
deserve. Don't trust no white bitch, nothing. You done got me up there, then got me with that up.
Do you want me to turn it off? Do you want me to turn it off?
Listen now, don't stop. Please now.
Okay. Would you like me to turn it off?
Please.
Yes? Okay.
You're not dealing with an animal. This is not a study of animals.
It's off. Okay?
Please allow me to just leave me here. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Can I just introduce myself to you? In all honesty, I'm a fan.
Please.
I really...
Go ahead with that strange individual, wherever he...
I don't think he meant any harm. I really don't.
Man,
please.
Your money,
Eli?
Mike, you better have your fucking wallet over there with you, man.
Anyway, I know performers always say you've been a wonderful audience, although I think you have a higher calling in life than to be a member of an audience. If your self-esteem is that low, you've been a terrific audience. Thank you.
Sat in my wheelchair. A nurse massaged my feet. Another brought me from a children's book. My mother, as manager of the troupe, was auditioning a new clown. He executed the latest pratfalls, slipping on banana peels along the patio. Above him, the huge, bloated hand of my father hung limply from his window, a vein pulsing. One of the nurses rolled me down to the beach. We watched the waves, seagulls drifting in the wind above the water. Then she said, "One night, years ago, a great fish beached itself right here on the shore. People came with a net and dragged it out to sea. But it swam back and again threw itself on the sand." I looked back at the house. At my mother writing her letters, at the white gloves of the clown on her shoulders, at my father's huge hand hanging from the window. And the nurse went on, and the people returned, and they drew the fish way out into the ocean. But the next morning they found it back again, on the beach. "But what does this story have to do with me?" I said. "It's a stupid story. Complete nonsense. Why do you waste my time with it? I may be a child, but I'm not a jerk. Why don't you leave me alone with your fish stories? Really, I'm not interested. You're so boring with your parables and paradoxes." And the nurse said, "Joseph Malka, you try and do better."
Never have got the same legislation through so easily because it has a reputation of the opposite. People say, "See, look, the Conservatives are doing it again." And this is the way it's played in America with the Republicans, the Democrats. But over the last what, 20 years or so in Britain leading up to this thing with Tony Blair now, we have a wonderful example of the way the two-party system is played as a one-party state, which is what it is. Back in the late 70s, there was a Labour Party government, and the chosen one to replace them by the Illuminati was Margaret Thatcher. So she is elected leader of the then opposition Conservative Party, and from the moment that happened, all hell broke loose within the Labour Party and the Labour government. There were scandals, there were strikes, there was everything happening to undermine the Labour Party in the public mind. We have choice, but all the forces are put into place to suppress the chances of the ones they don't want at that time, and to limit the chances and enhance the chances of the people they do want at that time. Which looks at this foot and mouth situation. First of all, fear is the four-letter word that manipulates and controls the world. So what you do, once you've got people frightened, you basically got them, because they're looking to me, looking to you, to protect them from what you've manipulated them to fear.
Problem, reaction, solution.
Absolutely. And what's happened with foot and mouth is it's been turned into this terrible, terrible, fearsome disease, when in truth, foot and mouth is the human equivalent of a bad dose of flu. And after 2 weeks, the animals recover.
Non-fatal, self-limiting, not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, what happened is, in the past, foot and mouth disease was just a normal part of farming life
as it is in India,
around the world.
As it is in India right now, foot and mouth is common to the landscape.
And after about 2 weeks, the symptoms go. Only in about 5% of cases do the animals die. And after that, after the 2 weeks, they go on and they're fine. And we have here had the most horrendous, sickening scenes day after day after day, where one animal on one farm gets this equivalent of human flu in terms of its seriousness.
Sure.
And thousands and thousands of animals in the surrounding area who are completely healthy have actually been culled, and we've seen piles of carcasses being burned all over the landscape for a disease that is just a normal part of life, or was. They then decided that they were going to have a policy of disease-free herds, which is ludicrous, but ludicrous position. But what it does, of course, is it gives tremendous control over the farming industry by those in power with this policy. And it also, of course, keeps the pharmaceutical industry into the level of life they've become accustomed, mm-hmm. because of all the drugs and stuff that are used to pursue this policy of a disease-free herd.
Mm-hmm.
And once they had that policy, and it started in Britain and then went out across Europe, they started culling animals in mass slaughters when they got foot and mouth disease, when before they were just left to recover. You know, and what's happening now, I understand from a contact, I had a call from yesterday, is the transnationals are approaching these devastated farmers to buy up their land.
That's it. That's what I said. Consolidation.
W. Bush inauguration and all that time, and I looked at Dick Cheney, defense secretary to his father during the Gulf War. You look at Colin Powell, who was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Bush at the time of the Gulf War, and the whole administration has the look to me as one that will take American forces into some kind of serious conflict during the Bush administration. I'll be very, very surprised if they don't. Because, you know,
that's impossible, even for a computer.
And may the force be with you.
You know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
Let me see your identification.
Don't get
force be with you.
Something terrible has happened.
Look at the size of that thing.
Guess foils an attack position.
Let me see your...
And may the force be with you.
Let me see your identification. Let me see your identification. Let me see your identification. Let me see your identification.
Remember, don't get out of the boat. Of course, that had ambient meaning according to certain refractions in the prism, double prism effect, which I can't quite remember now. But I do remember that it had meaning there. And since I don't know exactly where I am now, out of the big Newton Funhouse here on the causeway, where cause and effect are strange, in fact, bedfellows indeed. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, going down for the third time now, and I mean that.
Short for a stormtrooper?
Huh?
Each and every third day here on the Z-House Cyclorama with your congenial emulated host, Gary Geiserman. This one, sometime back, when one group of alien or another got into time travel and started fooking around with the single linear logic only timeline, empirical only system of white race, uberalis races on the planet. And things started happening, unhappening. Third thing, a while back. Everything kind of ended. And then it began again, to end again. Now I ask you, assuming you were in charge, had full authority, creational responsibility, and were, in fact, the doer of all deeds in your world, Work with me now. What would you think at this point in time space? If it were up to you, your demand, and I ask you because I've been asking me, and I need a break today. If you could have it your way, well, as they say in the bylaws of Upper New York State, the resistance from behind is always greater than up front. Well, I don't want to tell you too much because you might get in trouble. I am a ersatz member of the white Uber race today. Culturally and skin pigment, although in various of the many non-career jobs I have and am having holding hold in today's economic grid, I have been mistaken for a third world member. And damn proud, I might say. So until that day, my friends, keep your chin up and go into that tomorrow with a big, good attitude all over the place.